As so many are heading back to school, we're reminded how important it is to stay healthy. And one of the most important things you can do is wash your hands. I read that most people don't wash their hands for long enough to kill whatever germs are on them. That study said that you should be able to sing all of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star in the time it takes to wash your hands. So now every time I wash my hands, I can't help but think about that song, which is probably the point. Well, it seems to be quite an ordeal today when the disciples didn't wash their hands before eating. But in this case, it had nothing to do with getting them clean. The Pharisees' problem is that the disciples weren't obeying the ritual practice of washing away any contact with anything impure. So what happens next forms the centerpiece of our gospel. Jesus doesn't make an excuse for them not washing their hands. I mean, in a sense, the Pharisees were right, actually. They should have washed their hands. But Jesus's point is that the washing of hands only had meaning in as much as it expressed the purification of the heart on the inside. And there we find a message for us all. Sometimes we find ourselves so concerned with what people see, with what's on the outside, that we neglect what matters the most. I do the prayers, I come to Mass, I do the devotions, but I forget the conversion of heart that has to go along with it. I think the best way I ever heard of expressing that came from someone who wasn't even trying to express it. You know, sometimes the words that one person considered an afterthought is actually a masterpiece, you know, like Abraham Lincoln writing the Gettysburg Address on the back of an envelope. So a while back, I got to hear a young college student speak, not from here, and he was sharing about his faith and some of the things that he was wrestling with on the inside. And he made a comment totally in passing, which hit me as the most profound thing I heard all week. He said, "There are so many things that are covered by our skin." This college student, there are so many things that are covered by our skin. Sometimes we find ourselves so concerned with what people see, with what's on the outside, that we neglect what matters the most. There's so many things that are covered by our skin. The word that comes to my mind is the word reputation. In my attempt to uphold my reputation, I'm ignoring something on the inside that needs attention. Oh, I'm always the strong one. I'm always the funny one. I'm always the responsible one. In my quest to uphold my reputation, I'm no longer being true to myself. And sometimes this dissonance can manifest itself in religious practice as well. The Pharisees in the gospel today were only worried about the externals. If I keep every ritual, then it doesn't matter what's going on in my heart. Jesus is not saying that the ritual practices are bad, just that they have to be accompanied by the heart. I sit and I stand and I kneel and I pray the rosary and I go to Mass on First Friday and I bury a statue of St. Joseph upside down in my yard and I pray this prayer for 21 days and then I leave 6 copies in the back of the chapel. And to a certain extent, it can be a valid concern. If I treat those things like superstition or like a checklist, I think if I say all the right words and do all the right things, then it doesn't matter about the rest of my life. If we do that, then we have missed the point. All of the ritual elements of our faith are very, very good if they're accompanied by a sincerity underneath the skin. The cleaning of the hands wasn't necessarily a bad thing. It became a bad thing when it became detached from its inner meaning. When it stopped being the means to a good end and started to just be the end itself. We don't have to pick between the inside or the outside. Both are important. And in fact, one supports the other. So that the person that others see is in fact the person that we are.